We are learning Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we will start again from the last line of Nun Ches Amud Beis, last two lines. It says in the Pasuk, three names of the constellations, Osh, Kima, and Kisa. So what is my Osh? Rav Yehuda, Osh is Yusa, my Yusa. Amrila, some say it's found by the Zon of Tleh, by the tail of the ram, the Tleh, the sheep, the ram. Amrila, Reisha de Egla, it's found by the head of the ox, from the calf. And the Gemara says, Mistavra, Kamandam, Zon of Tleh. It's Mistavra that the Osh is found by the Zon of Tleh. Why? The Chziv, Osh, Abuneha, Tamchem. The Osh, Abuneha, Tamchem. That the Osh was being consoled on his lost children. So Al Machasra, you see, it's missing. Umischazia, and the Zon of Tleh looks like Ketarfa Tarif. It looks like it was banged out with a hammer. So you see some part missing. So it must be now that the Ayish, the Osh, is on near the Zon of Tleh. That's why it's banged out with a hammer, because it's missing something. Now, why is Osh found behind Kima? Behind the Ozla Basra, why is it next to Kima? The Amrila, it's like Ki'ilu, it's saying, Havli Baneha, give me back my children. Why? What happened? So, V'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bikesh L'havi Mabel La'olam. When Hashem wanted to bring a Mabel to the world, not all Shnei Kechavim Kima. Remember, Kima, we have before, it was 100 Kechavim, 100 stars. So when Hashem, and Kima is also the constellation that causes the make it very cold. When Hashem wanted to bring a marble, he wanted to bring some hot water. It says there nid meroischim. It was boiling hot water, the marble. So what do? He took away two stars from Kima. He took away two stars from Kima. V'hevi marble oilam, brought a marble to oilam. Ukushabikash v'sasba, now Kima had a hole in it. He wanted to fill it up. What do? Not of snake a chavim ayish. He took a chavim from ayish and filled up the Kima. So that's why ayish is behind the Kima. It's like running, Kilu running after it to get back its stars. Break the Gemara. Why don't you just give back the two stars that you took away for the marble? Why don't you just give it back? So the Gemara, Eina bar mismale mechuyasai. A bar, we had this earlier on the Masechta, a bar can't be filled up from its hole in the ground. When you dig a hole in the ground, if you fill it back up, it's never enough. So here you took away the stars to put it back in, it will not be able to fill it up. That's one shot why it couldn't return the two stars to the Kima. These two stars are things that caused tzaras for the world, that caused the marble. So that can't now be the refuah of filling up the Kima. Why don't Hashem just create two more stars? For Hashem, it's not a big deal to create some stars. Create two stars. No, the way Abishtha made this world is, there's nothing new. Nothing new in this world. And therefore, you couldn't create two new stars. Hashem's going to return the two stars to Ayish. One day, Ayish will be consoled on his children by getting it back. And what's the pshat? Because Taka, Mashal explains, the Asad Lavi, there will be Chadosh Taka Hashemesh. There will be, it says, Hashemayim HaChadoshim, there will be new skies, and they will be able to return it. Another pshat, they say, is that also in Kategan HaSenega won't be, in Asad Lavi, the Katega will be able to be the Senega. That means that, the Satan will be Senega in Asad Lavi. Therefore, it won't be a problem to return the two stars. So, the Gemara Vayit, it says in the Mishnah, that Aval Zavos, you make a bracha, Shekoichai Ugevrosim Mali Olam. My Zavos. We just finished Zikim. Zikim is a shooting star. What's the Zavos? My Zavos. Amrav Katina Aguha. Katina said it's an earthquake. Aguha, it's an earthquake. Mars is a Maisa, related to earthquakes. Rav Katina Vkaozol Vorcha. Katina was on the way. Kimota Pischa Devei Uva Tamya. When he got to the door of Uva Tamya, Uva Tamya was a Baal Oiv. Tamya is a lotion of bones. A Baal Oiv is a kishif that someone does with bones, or dead people's bones, and it's called a Baal Oiv. So he was an Oiv of Tamya. He was a Baal Oiv of Atzamas. So he got to this door, Gonach Gua, there's a huge earthquake. Omar, so Rav Katina turned to Uva, he said, Miyada Uva Tamya Hai Gua Mahu, do you know what a earthquake comes from? Ramale Kala, so this Baal Oiv picked up his voice, raised his voice, and said, Katina, Katina, Marla Yadana, you don't know. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his children who are in Tsar, Bein Umas Oilam, to the Goyim, Merge, Dei, Demayos, Yama Godol, he lets out two tears into the big ocean. And that causes an earthquake. When those tears drop into the water, that causes an earthquake, and you hear from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Behind the guy, and that's an earthquake. So Raktina heard this pshat. Raktina uva tamya kadavu. Uva tamya is a liar. Umila kadivim, and his words are a liar. Ihachi guagum vayle. If that was true, like this Baal Oiv is saying, that it came from the two tears of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should be two earthquakes for each tear. That was his taina. But the Gemara says v'lohi. It's not a good taina. Goy av etaka, when there's earthquakes, two earthquakes. They just happen at the same time. You don't feel them. But there really is two earthquakes. So why did he argue with the Baal Oiv? The reason why it wasn't moida to him, if he would be moida of Katina, the God of Adar, would be moida to this Baal Oiv, he would get a big following. He didn't want to let this Baal Oiv have a big following, therefore he asked him his kasha. Kilu is arguing. So tomorrow, the Rav Katina did day, Oimer, Rav Katina himself says, that has the earthquake happen, Soifei Kapov, when Hashem clapped his hand, Shadam and Vagamadi Eka, copy a copy of Anachosi Chamasi. I bang my hands together, and that's how Hashem Kavayachal calms himself, and that's where the earthquake comes from. That's what Katina himself says. Right, the Mashah, what do you mean? Just tell me that really the Pshat is like the Baal Oiv. Just he didn't want to agree to him, so what do you buy his own Pshat? So Mashah says, Mashah asks the Kasha in Chedushi Halachas, he asked this Kasha. He doesn't answer. It's not like Godus. Chedushi Halachas, the Mashah asks the Kasha. He blibes Shver. Lemaisa, so the Ginzi Yosef answers, and I thought that would be the Teretz also, that the Pshat is that he just said that the Kasha of Gua wasn't Shver. Not that he agreed that's where it comes from. He just agreed that the Kasha of Gua wasn't Shver two times. That wasn't Shver. Because you say Hataka happens two times. It doesn't say he actually agreed to the reasoning of that. That's what the Ginzi Yosef answers, brought down the bottom of the Oiz Vahad Gemara on the Mashah.
Well,
can say,
he didn't want Shomrei, so he gave him another time.
Come here. Yeah, you have another time. He's saying, what's real time? Okay. He, Hashem sighs. From Hashem sighing, that's where the earthquake comes from. That Hashem Kavayachal sighs, and that's how he gets a nechama. Rabban Oimer, a different shot in the earthquake, Boyet Berekia. When he Kavayachal kicks the Rekia, Shenema, like when he kicks the rakia, that's what makes the noise of the earthquake. When he puts his feet under the chair, under the kisei kavod, which actually is on this world, is where his feet goes. The ground is the resting place for his legs, for Abishter's legs. Of course, all these things are just mashalim, they're not real. And that's what causes the earthquake, when Hashem puts his feet, Kavayachal, under the Kisei HaKavod. So that is the bracha of Zavos, and we had a few different ways from the Pesukim how Zavos happened. Vala Ra'amim. Ra'amim, what's Ra'amim? Ra'amim also say, Kayach Gvuras Malaylam. What's Ra'amim? My Ra'amim, Amma Shmuel, Anoni Ragilgala. Swirling clouds causes the thunder. Ra'amim means thunder. My Ra'amim, how does thunder happen? Amma Shmuel, Anoni Ragilgala. By swirling clouds, in like going around and around, that's what causes the thunder. Shnema koil ramcha begalgal heiru barakim tevel rugs of atirish aretz. The kol ram comes from a galgal. Like Rashi has two pshat. He says that the clouds bang into each other, or it goes around like in a swirl. That's what makes the thunder. Rabban Amri, anoni the shafchi mayil adadi. It's the clouds pouring water from one cloud to another cloud. The sound of thunder happens from pouring water in the sky, from one cloud to another cloud. Rav Acha by Yaakov Emer, Barka tekifa de baruk ba'anano, or misbar gizi de barza. It says, in these clouds, there's these big pieces of hail that are full with water, and like a spark of ash comes out from one cloud and cracks the hail on the other cloud. And that makes the noise. And from that, the rain comes. That's where the rain comes from. Rav Ashi Amar, Anoni Chalchuli Mechali. The clouds have holes in it. And we know if you blow through something that has a hole, it makes a noise. But also Zika, the wind comes, and blows on the mouth. V'domi kezika pumdoni. It's like the wind on top of a barrel that has a hole. If you have something with a hole, it makes noise going through there. Apumdoni. Rav Achav Yaakov's shot was that the spark goes out and breaks the ice, breaks the hail that's full of ice. And it makes sense, the Gemara says, Rav Achav Yaakov, why? The Baruch Barker, first you hear the thunder, when Hamenami was the Mitra, and then out comes the rain. So must be pshat is, takam, you know, you hear the Barka and the thunder, and then comes the rain, so you see, it has shaykhis, you know, the lightning, the thunder, and then comes the rain, so you see that the pshat is, it breaks the hail and causes the rain. So that's what it says, Mstav like Achav Yaakov. Scientifically, maybe it comes from the heat, the heat expands, that's where thunder comes from, but in some way you could actually fit all these pshatim into scientific, but anyway, the Gemara is giving mashalim from the psukim. So that we already finished now, the shooting star, the earthquakes, and the thunder. All say, koichoi ugvarosei mali olam. Val haruchois, that's winds, what's winds? My ruchois, omabaye zafa, like hurricane winds, huge winds. Omabaye gemiri, zafa v'lai lohava. At night, there are no big winds. Break them up, kachazinon. You see, we have big winds at night. Kachazin dahava. Who is chuvi your mama? It starts by day. It starts by day. Omabaye. Some say the reason why they don't have it by night, it doesn't start at night, it's too scary. If it starts at night, it's just a strong wind. It starts by day, you can see what's going on, and then it goes at night. It's not possible to have sustained strong winds for 2 hours. Pamayim means an hour, like Rashi explains. You won't have a tzara for 2 hours straight. You see sometimes you have 2 hours of sustained winds. And where the mafsik b'ini b'ini, there's a hefsik in between them. It's not straight. Then passed off straight, 2 winds, the whole world will get destroyed. No such thing as 2 hours of straight winds. So the maravait v'al ha-brokim on lightning. Omar baruch shekoich v'ros malayim. My brokim, omar rava barko, lightning. V'omar rava, barko yichidah, a single lightning, a barko yiro, white lightning, a barko yiroiko, or a green or yellow lightning. V'anani yisokum mekerma ravas, or clouds that come up in the west, v'asyon, and it sets mekerma deroimus, and it sets in the south. V'tarti anani salkin chodla apicharata, and two clouds that go connect each other, kulon kashin, all bad for the world. What's the difference? L'boy rachme, if you see this happening, shadavin. V'hani mili b'layla, it's only by night. Clouds at night, this causes a problem. But tzafra, less from mamashasha. But by day, even if you see such clouds or lightning, it's not a mamash. Dechsev, chastachem ka'anan boiker. You see, by day, the clouds are all chesed, and there's no problem of m'boi rachmi, and these things happen by day. Omer popular abaya, what are you talking about? Clouds by day are not a sign of big rain? Ha'ari inchi, kad miftach bavei, Mitra, if you open your front door in the morning and you see it's pouring rain, Bar Chamra, the people who travel with donkeys from city to city selling their wares, their tours, their tour, they should take Moich Sakech Vigani. Fold up your sack and go to sleep. Your day is over, you're not going to make any money today. Why? Since it's raining a lot, it makes the price of tour go down. It makes the price of tour go down. The rain for the tour, the course of a few weeks, but nice the futures go down because people see it's raining, there'll be a lot of tour, therefore the tour prices go down. So he says, go back to sleep. So what do you see? That if you see clouds by day, it's a sign of a lot of rain. Like Kasha, the Kata B'Iva, the Kata B'Anani. The it says, depends how thick the clouds are. If the clouds are very, very thick, then it's going to be a big day of rain. If it's thin clouds, then it's not going to be such a big rain day. So, just to speak out a little bit of halacha lemaisa here. So, Rav Gemara and our Mishnah sounds like both lightning and thunder. You say koicha gvurasa mali olam. Lemaisa and so lemaisa. You know what? I'll speak this out later. The halacha lemaisa. I'll speak out later. Halacha lemaisa and verses later. That's what comes out from here. We'll speak halacha lemaisa in a second. But lightning, comes from Rav Gemara, lightning and thunder both have the bracha of koicha gvurasa mali olam. We'll see later on. I'll speak out something halacha lemaisa. We'll see more later on. So, Rav Gemara vayta. Amar Rav Chassan di Amar Rav Yeshua Malev. Nivru Ra'amim El Lifshet Akhmim Yeshua Malev. Thunder was only created to straighten out the crookedness in the heart. It scares a person. Shem Avale Kim Osa Shiyaru Lefanav. The Eivishter makes that you should be scared of it. We had this pasuk before. I don't know if anyone remembers for what. We had it with Gavi El Chaloimus. That Avale Kim Osa Shiyaru Lefanav. They should be scared of the Chaloim. That's why we had this pasuk. Amar Rav Chassan di Amar Yeshua Malev. Haroyes Akashas.
a new halacha. If you see a rainbow ba'anon in the sky, tzarach shiyipa ba'anon. You have to fall on your face. Shenemar kemara kasha shiyipa ba'anon, and it's gilu. It's like a shtickle of a kodesh baruch hu, and therefore. It's a kushloshen apostle in Cheskelis. Kamara hakashas yibanam b'yom hageshem came mare hanoiga soviv who married the vos kvoid Hashem. That's loshen apostle. So Rabbi Xandia had said, we're not going past this, that if you see the kashas, you should fall on your face like Taka Cheskel did. The Cheskel says ve'era ve'epa aponai. But the Gemara says, "Ma'ase no liyet alav marava." In Rava, they gave everyone a klala if they bow down to a kashas. Why? Because in the Mexican man, the saga of the kashas looks like you're bowing down to the kashas. Ava, bruchi v'an avarach, but you do make a bracha. Ma'im avarach, what bracha do you make? Baruch zeich ha-bris. You praise Hashem for remembering the bris. He's not going to bring a marble anymore to Klai Yisrael, to the world. Mercy the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shem, Rechem, Breka. Ema, nema b'brisoi, you say different lashon. Nema b'brisoi v'kayim ma'maroi. I'm Rav Papa. Look at the Mitzvah. You say both of them. You say Baruch Zeicha Bris. Now in Bris of a Kaimara, it's a bracha of a rainbow, and therefore Alach Lamayis. You're supposed to make a bracha when you see a rainbow. The problem is the Bir Alacha says he's not sure how much of a rainbow you have to see. He says maybe if you see a little piece of the rainbow is enough for the bracha, or you have to see the entire rainbow, both legs and the whole half moon of the rainbow. You have to see the whole thing. The Bir Alacha is Masupik. And therefore, if you don't see the whole rainbow, it's a big shah making the bracha because the Bir Alacha is Masupik. If you make the bracha. If it's, you don't see the entire rainbow. Zokta Gemara Vaita. And also, it's brought down in Halacha, so you shouldn't tell someone that there's a rainbow there because it's really a Simen Klala. So even if you see a rainbow, you shouldn't show someone, look, there's a rainbow there because it's a Simen Klala, so it's not a good thing, the rainbow. There are some Mahalchim had answers to the diaper rainbows, if they're a long time, a short time, but I'm not going to go into that right now. Okay. Alaharim Valak Voice. It says that on mountains you make oisei maisei bereishis. Break the Gemara. Otu kal hani damar not hashla maisei bereishis. All the other things are not maisei bereishis. Vaksiv brakum mata asa. The whole thunder or lightning is all for mata. Like we said before, it breaks the clouds and causes the rain. On ma'abaya kruch v'tani, you say both. Rashi learns, you say both brachas. Koicha gruas amale oilam and oisei maisei bereishis. That's what you say when you see thunder, lightning, make both brachas. Oysa Masperish and Kirk Ros Malayalam. Tois Vizalahan, Tois the Maskal Rava says, Perish, Oyma, Oyahai, Oyahai. Always say one of them. Tois is going on Rava, but The Rashi learns Kruch Matani, but Tois is the other Shem learn also, Kruch Matani also means only one of them. Rava Omar, Hosam Avarach. Tartish Baruch Shkoyich Mali Olam Oysa Maase Bereishis Hocha Oysa Maase Bereishis Ikar Shkoyich Mali Olam Leka. Rava says that depends. Sometimes you say both brachas Shkoyich Mali Olam and Oysa Maase Bereishis. These things Harim Vagvois you only say Maase Bereishis. Tosis is going really on Rava where he says Mavaruch Shkoyich Mali Oysa Maase Bereishis. He says there you say either one. You say either one, and it could be he learned Abaya. It means Kruch Vatani put into one bracha. But Rashi is not masma. That Rashi Kruch Matani means you say both brachas, and he says Tani Klu Uchad Bava Al Kulam Shtei Brachas Alalu. Unless Rashi is going back on Rava, but either way, Akaponim, that this is how we paskin. We paskin Alach Lamais and Shulchan Aruch that if you see lightning or thunder, you can say either bracha, either Koicha Gros Ma Elam or Isamais of Rishis. That's the Mechaber paskins. Zokta.
Rashi agrees with this, right?
The Magbezes says that Rashi does not agree with Tosfos. What? Rav is explaining Abaye. He's explaining that, by the way, this is only by this and not by Haram Vagvois. But Haram Vagvois is only Ma'isim Aspirations, not Kayach Gurus Malayalam. Unless you want to make a new gear in Rashi. But this is learns Rashi. Rashi argues on this. These are showing him. Rashi holds to make both brachas. Mashenk and Tosfos also make one of the brachas. Machara Paskins, you make one of the two brachas. Zokta Mishabura, Lamaisa, it makes sense that on lightning, you should say Oysa Maisa Bereshis, because that's really like a local thing. And the thunder, which you hear all over, is Mali Oilam, you say Kaychai Ugrasi Mali Oilam. That's how the Mishabura paskins. But the Maisi says that if you see them both at one time and they make Oysa Maisa Bereshis, you can't make another bracha. Because Oysa Maisa Bereshis is Yoitza on both of them. So let's say someone sees, always you see the lightning first, then the thunder. So you see lightning, then you see thunder, and you make Oysa Maisa Bereshis. You can't make another bracha kaychu gros mal olam. You already made ma'aseh bereishis, and that covered both of them. That's what Bruce speaks out. So that's why, if you want to make both brachas, you have to first make ma'aseh bereishis on lightning, and then 3 seconds later, when you have the next one, you say kaychu gros mal olam. That's what sounds like a Mishabura. What?
Couldn't have heard thunder.
No, make it next thunder. I don't know, but yeah, usually you only hear lightning. Yes, how it is. Ayin Shom, Mishmura. I think it's either Reish Chav Tes, Reish Chav Aleph. I think it's Reish Chav Aleph. Ayin Shom. No, Mishmura here, but that's what it says. Mishmura says they should make the, that's where our minig is to make a bracha one on each. But really, according to Dina de Gemara, it's the same bracha for both, and you can do either one. It's not a different bracha for each thing, lightning and thunder. Look at the Mishnah. Same thing. Bracha and Rama, same bracha. And the Gemara is the same bracha. So Mishnah Berurah, who tells us that that's how you should make it, that's because that makes sense. So Talk to Maravaita. Arma Mishnah Beleva. Rai Rikia Vatarasi. See a crystal clear sky. Oma Baruch Aysa Maisa Bereshis. Amesai. When does that happen? Oma Baik. Also Mitra Kula Laila. Rains the whole night. With Safra Asa Astana. Wind comes with Galo Shemayim. And makes the sky clear. And you make Oysa Maisa Bereshis because that's how the, like Rashi explains, that's how the Briyasa was. With any clouds. The sky was created around any clouds. You say Oysa Maisa Bereshis. Opligi the Rav Papa Baruch Chista. No, Rav Papa Baruch Chista. Menyoyim Shachar Beis HaMikdosh Toi Niris Rekiyah B'Tarasa. Rav Baruch Chista holds that it never happens such a thing. Shenema Al B'Shemayim Kederis V'Sak Osim K'susam that Hashem covered the sky with a thin covering and you don't really see the Rekiyah, and therefore he holds you cannot make the Bracha because you don't really see the Rekiyah.